do you map a point that keeps moving?
Permutations.
From you what?
Permutations. A list of all the coordinates that the room passes through. Like a map that tells you where the room starts, how many times it moves, and where it moves to.
Never tells you all that.
I don't know. See, I've only been looking at one point on the map, which is probably the starting position. All I saw was what the cube looked like before it started to move.
Okay, so it's moving. How do we get out?
27. I know where the exit is.
Where?
Stay away from me.
Back off, Quentin.
I just want to know. Don't you want to know?
You remember that room we passed through before? The one with the coordinate larger than 26?
What about it?
That coordinate placed the room outside the cube.
A bridge.
Right. But only in its original position.
What are you talking about?
Look, the room starts off as a bridge, and then it moves its way through the maze, which is where we ran into it. But at some point, it must return to its original position.
So the bridge is only a bridge.
For a short period of time. This thing is like a giant combination lock. When the rooms are in their starting position, the lock is open. But when they move out of alignment, the lock closes.
With a structure this size, it must take days for the rooms to complete a full cycle.
So when does it open?
Don't. To find the original coordinates, the numbers are added together to find the permutations. They're subtracted from one another. That's it. This room moves to 0, 1, and negative 1 on the x-axis, 2, 5, and negative 7 on y, and 1, negative 1, and 0 on z.
What does that mean?
You suck at math. Okay, I need the room numbers around this as a reference point.
666, 897, 466.
567, 898.
Okay?
Yes.
And 545. Did you get that?
656, 778, 462.
That's enough. X is 17, Y is 25, and Z is 14. Which means this room makes two more moves before returning to its original position.
Do we have time?
Maybe.
Then let's go.
Can you work the traps into the system?
Fuck the traps. Let's get to the bridge.
Well, you threw out our last boot, you fucking idiot.
Technically, I can identify the traps.
Technically?
At first, I thought that they were identified by prime numbers, but they're not. They're identified by numbers that are the power of a prime.
Okay, so?
Can you calculate that?
The numbers are huge.
But you can, right? She can.
I'd have to calculate the number of factors in each set. Maybe if I had a computer.
You don't need a computer.
Yes, I do.
Figure it out.
I can't.
I'm not dying in a fucking rat maze.
Look, nobody in the whole world could do it mentally. Look at the numbers. 567, 898, 545. There's no way I can factor that. I can't even start on 567. It's astronomical.
2 astronomical.
What did you say?
Astronomical.
Before that.
Factors?
How many factors, Kazan? Of 567?
2.
What, are you fucking kidding?
Kazan, how many factors does 30 have?
3.
How about 7?
1. Gumdrop.
I don't have any gumdrops.
Gumdrop?
Kazan? I'll give you a whole box of gumdrops for each answer.
Gumdrops come in bags.
Okay, you want them in bags? You got them in bags.
I don't like the red ones.
8 died 8.
2
5, 4, 5.
2.
He's giving us the factors.
Astronomical.
You're telling me Telethon Boy is a genius?
By those numbers, the room should be safe.
Only one way to find out.
Down!